All right, so we're going to continue our series today. David's going to bring the message shortly, but before we do, we've got a Bible reading, and it is in two parts. So the first is John 15, verses 8 to 11, followed by John 17, verses 21 to 23. So if you've got a Bible in front of you, you might like to follow, as well as I believe the words are printed in the slides. So if you don't have a Bible, you can look at the screen. So starting at verse 8 of John chapter 15. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. And moving over to chapter 17, verses 21 through to 23. And all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me, and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, and they may be one as we are one. I in them, and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me, and have loved them, even as you have loved me. This is God's word.
Thank you, Cameron. So, okay. So, welcome to West Ride Community Church. For those who don't know me, my name is David, and I'm one of student pastor. I'm student pastor here. Yeah, thank you. So, people, I'm gonna share God's message. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thanks for today. Thanks for the opportunity to share your word with your beautiful people, Father. You may bless us to listen to your message well. Also, you may bless us to grow up to the face of Jesus Christ, Father. Even though we face some issue in front of us, you may teach us, guide us, you may lead us to overcome all kind of issue through your power, your word, your grace, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, so where is my photo? First photo? S then I. And then just quick, sorry. This one. So you have to, you know, listen carefully. See, I'm going to share what is a love story with you. Wife Esther. So when I was in Daejeon Baptist University in Korea, I met my future wife, Esther. We studied at the same university and were studying the same major in theology. Whenever I saw her, she normally wore a one-piece dress like a princess. So many men wanted to date with her and many proposed to her for marriage. However, she did not care about any dating because she was very busy studying and ministering at the time. I think it was God's plan for me and Esther to meet each other later, because if she had dated earlier, she may have married another man. Yeah? I was lucky at the time. After graduation, we didn't have any opportunity to meet each other until one day, after 4 years, we met again in front of an elevator at an apartment. I was very glad to meet Esther, but unfortunately, Esther did not remember clearly that we are friends at university. She only just remembered me a little. Nevertheless, I said to Esther, hello, Esther, long time no see. And then we talk something, and then if you have time, and let's meet for coffee. So we exchanged mobile phone numbers. After that, unfortunately, Esther forgot my phone number, but I remember and called her to meet at lunchtime one day. While we were eating our meal, we shared our vision. Firstly, Esther and I wanted to go overseas for further theological study. And secondly, we wanted to give our whole lives for Jesus. We realized that we had the same vision and heart. From the moment, dating was started. Every day, Esther and I exchanged messages and thought of each other. Sometimes I sang and played the guitar for Esther on the phone. The first time when I sang and played guitar for Esther on the phone, she was very suspicious. She thought that I did play guitar for another lady before, but I explained to her, I didn't do that. You are the first person. Yeah, you are the only person. And we talk about what we are going to eat and where we would meet together. We wanted to have a relationship every day. I wanted to be in love with Esther every day. All thought of my life every day is for Esther because we fell in love with each other. Similarly, today's Bible passage talk about remaining in Jesus' love. Falling in love with Jesus Christ. Staying with Jesus' love in our life. Before moving on, let me remind you what we are preaching on the book of John chapter 15 in Mission Month, April and May. Week 1, Chris preached on we are branches and of the vines. Sorry, we are the branch of the vine. And week 2, Chris talked about remaining in Jesus and his word. John chapter 15, verse 6 to 8. Today, week 3, I'm going to preach on remaining in Jesus' love, staying with Jesus' love. In verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. Remain in my love. Jesus started to talk about remaining his love in today's passage. So I want to ask you to help and focus on what Jesus is talking about today. I want to ask you, what does remaining in Jesus' love mean? It's a very important question. What does remaining in Jesus' love mean? So another way, what is the meaning of staying in Jesus' love? So firstly, remaining in Jesus' love means remaining in relationship with Jesus. Remaining in relationship with Jesus. Let's read John chapter 17, verse 21-23. That all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me, I have given them the glory that you gave me. That they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. When Jesus prays for all believers, he talks about being one in relationship between Jesus and God, and Jesus and believers. God and Jesus are one. Jesus and we are one. Especially, there is a very important relationship between Jesus and us. To remain in his love. We can't be separated from each other, Jesus and us. Because after Christian, we are made to live in relationship with Jesus while living in this world. When I was in year 8, 30 years ago, I became a believer during youth camp. After becoming Christian, my love fell in love with Jesus Christ. Whenever I woke up in the morning, I prayed and talked to God in the name of Jesus. During the lunchtime, I spent time praying and reading His Word. Before going to bed, I talked to Jesus about the whole day and the thing that happened in my life. During the school, whether my life was hard or enjoyable, I talked to Jesus through my heart. It was an amazing time falling in love with Jesus. When I was youth, because Jesus loves me, I love Jesus. I was in a good relationship with Jesus at the time. I was in His love in my youth life. Similarly, if we have a good relationship with Jesus, by asking, talking to Him, and thinking of Him during the whole day, then we remain in Jesus' love in our life. His love for us in Greek, you know, original language, the love mean in Greek, and agape. Have you heard about this agape? Agape love. It is unfailing love. It is unconditional love. It is amazing love for us. Remaining in Jesus' love means we remain in perfect love. Agape love. Unfailing love. Amazing love. We may fail sometimes for a while because of a hurt, disappointment, upset, relationship with others, relationship failure with others. But if we remain in Jesus' love through relationship with Jesus Christ, we get up again and do not give up because His love is perfect, unconditional. His unfailing love keeps us safe, protects us, heal our heart from wound, and keep us moving forward to His purpose. Secondly, remaining in Jesus' love mean? What does remaining in Jesus mean? Remaining in Jesus' love mean obedience to His words and His way. Let's read John chapter 15, verse 10. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's command and remain in His love. In this passage, Jesus says that if we keep His words, keep His commands, we will remain in His love. There is a conditional sentence today. If we keep His words, we can remain in Jesus' love. It means that we can remain in Jesus' love by keeping His commands. A more important question to ask about keeping His command, His word, is this: how can we keep Jesus' word? How can we keep His commands? It is by obeying His word and His way. Obedience is the key to remain in Jesus' love. It is simple obedience. It is when we keep His words through the obedience that we remain in Jesus' love. Obedience is the significant key term to experience remain in Jesus' love. We can remain in Jesus' love through our obedience. Obedience is not easy in our life. We have been, maybe some people have been Christian for a long time. I have been Christian for 30 years. So whenever I face some issue, very hard to obey, even though I know God's word, but very hard to obey about His will. His will is here, but my will is here. It's harder to follow His will because sometimes I feel I'm very selfish and I'm very, you know, that I'm pursuing myself for myself, my goal, my plan, but Jesus' plan is the other way sometimes. His will is the other way. But He wants us to follow His will, His way. through obedience, it's always challenging to me. In Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 7 to 8, therefore, to you who believe, Jesus is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builder rejects has become the chief cornerstone and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. It talks about connection between belief in Jesus and obedience. I like this pastor, John Bevere. With this verse, he wrote an article. The name of the article, Why Believing Leads to Obeying. He explained that belief in Jesus and obedience work together. If we believe Jesus and know that Jesus' words and his way is precious, we become obedient to his word and his way. So, belief in Jesus and obedience go together. If you think that Jesus is very precious, if you think that Jesus is the way, the truth, and life, and precious, we just obey naturally. So belief in Jesus and obedience, they work together. It is not difficult to obey when we know the character and love of Jesus to whom we are submitting. The love is the bottom line in our relationship with the Lord. That love, not love of principle or teaching, but love for the person of Jesus Christ. The love keeps us safe from offense and stumbling. As I just share my love story, if I love Esther, so I can obey, I listen to her, from her, what she's saying. If you love Jesus Christ, so, and that we can listen what he's saying through obedience. So who is Jesus for you? I want to ask you, who is Jesus for you? Is he precious in your life? Yes, absolutely, he's precious for us. If we believe this truth, we can become obedient to his words and his way, his action to show us very naturally. When you read the first five books in the Bible, in the Old Testament, what is the first book? It started with Genesis to Deuteronomy. We can easily see that obedience is one of the important themes. When you read the first five books, one of the big theme is obedience. If you obey God's word, God's commands, you will be blessed. You will be prosperous. If you don't obey, and then the result of disobedience is opposite, fail. So, for example, I just want to give you an example. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 and 2. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will send you high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. The author of Deuteronomy talks about how important obedience is as God's people. Obedience keeps us in God's blessing. Also, obedience keeps us remaining in Jesus' love. Through obedience to his words and his way, we know how our Christian life is precious. If you remain in Jesus' love, and we can feel, oh, how precious our life is. Through obedience to him, we know how much Jesus loves us. Every day, we can feel, oh, how much Jesus loves us when we remain in Jesus' love. Through obedience to him, we remain in Jesus' love every day. We might be busy and enjoying things which are not important in God's perspective. If so, we are losing our priority as a Christian. We might be focusing on others rather than listening to his voice and obeying his word. So there is an important question for you and me. Are we obeying his word and his way in our life? To be obedient, are we listening to his voice? Are we spending time with God who gives us an amazing love so that we know we remain in Jesus' love? In mission month, this month and next month, we need to think about Diane and Uri. We support him, the couple. They live in Southeast Asia. Also, we have to think about his other missionary who minister overseer or in Australia. Missionaries know that Jesus focused on the marginalized, the broken, and the weak during his ministry. So they realized that mission is the most precious thing in their life. That's why they went to Southeast Asia. Diane Uri went there. Africa, my friend, went to China and Europe and many countries. Because they realize that mission is the precious things in their life. They realize that. I'm not saying that we should necessarily go overseas or elsewhere in Australia to be obedient to Jesus. What I'm saying is that we have to learn from missionary about how to obey his command by doing action. Whenever I met his main missionary, they did action. They are doing action according to God's plan. Missionary believe Jesus' word and his way, and then they are obedient to do something or go somewhere. They have a very important, precious life by obeying his word and way. They will be one of a good example to follow with God's mission. If you have made a decision to follow Jesus, we'll obey his words and show his love to others. And then we can remain in his love. Do you remember that? There is a conditional sentence. If you keep his words, you can remain in Jesus' love. His unfailing love. We can remain his unfailing love, his unconditional and amazing love every day. And final verse today. Very short verse. Verses. Verse 8, 9, and 10, 11. So today, final verse, verse 11. Okay, so cute. It's the final verse, chapter 15, verse 11. Let me read. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. So finally, she just talk about joy. The outcome of obedience, have a good relationship with Jesus, is joy. If you obey and have a good relationship with Jesus, Jesus may give us joy, joy of Jesus Christ. After Jesus talked about remaining Jesus' love, now he promises us his joy for us. One of the commentators says, we may have the joy of Jesus Christ. It is creative joy, like the joy of the artist. It produces a sense of unexhausted power to overcome all kinds of issues. Jesus calls us into joy. The joy of living with Jesus Christ daily keeps us alive, inspired, happy, and overcoming all kinds of issues in our life, no matter how high or low our circumstance. Dear brothers and sisters, today, God is inviting you to remain in his love. How can we remain in his love? Through obedience to his word, his way, also through having a relationship with Jesus Christ. And that we may find the joy of Jesus Christ. Whatever we face, some issue, no worry, because joy of Jesus Christ keep holding our heart, leading us to right way. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, this week, may God bless you to remain in Jesus' love through relationship with him and obedience to his word and his way this week. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks for today. Thanks for using me to share your good news, your word to your people today, Father. So I'm not strong, but you are the strong Father. You made lead your people to obey your word and your way. Also, to have a relationship with you. After that, we remain in your love, unfailing love, perfect love. Whatever we face some issue, we don't worry. We just fail for a while, but we get up again. We don't give up because your love, unfailing love, will be with us, Father. You may bless us during this week. Think about today's message. And then you may bless us to keep moving forward for your glory, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.